Blog Talk Radio.
The name of this song is just simply Total Praise.
Continue to have a blessed week and remember to put God first. Everything else will fall in line. That's all I want to say.
All right. Well, I'm going to open this up with a prayer and I'm going to get right to our announcements and we're going to get right into it and we're going to get out of your way. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you. We want to thank you, Father God, for waking us up this morning, putting us in our right mind, giving us activity of our name. Father God, we ask for any forgiveness for anything that we may have done, knowing and unknowing. And Father God, we just ask that you just watch over all the people, give them the strength, Father God, to go on another day, Father God. Father God, we ask you to touch all the sick, Father God, for all those that are struggling with certain situations, Father God, that they don't see a way out. We ask that you just burden lift their burden, Father God. Let them know they can lean unto you for all understanding and for all knowledge and for all direction. And Father God, we just continue to ask that you pray for our families, our kids, our parents. And Father God, we just ask these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And one of the things that I'm looking forward to is Thursday night. It's been a couple nights, and we're going to be at the Holiday Inn Atlanta, right here in Lawrenceville, off of Sugarloaf. And we just ask that if you get an opportunity to come out that night, it don't cost no money. We're just asking you to show up and participate in the service. I think it's going to be I just know God is going to do something special on all four of these nights. And I'm just looking forward. We got Bishop Omar on Thursday night. We have Pastor Rob on Friday night. We have Pastor Miller on Saturday night. And I'm going to close this out Sunday morning back at Praise Tabernacle Church. And that service will start at 8:30. The other services start at 7 p.m. sharp. We will be starting at 7 p.m. sharp. So come on and come comfortable. You ain't got to get all dressed up. Come casual and be revived. Whatever it is that you're looking to, you need help with, this is the time to come in one of these four services. So we can hopefully uplift you either through praise and worship or through the word. Or do somebody's testimony. Before I keep going, you have anything you want to add in?
I just said everybody come out. It's going to be a blessed time. And again, if you can't make it out, tune in online or tune in via the same number that you just called here tonight. Get a word from the Lord. Now is the time. Not tomorrow. Not yesterday, but now. I want to make a comment about that part. Because a lot of the times we are so focused on our goals and what we want to do and where we want to be, and we're just trying to get there. We're always trying to get there, and we miss the now. So it's important to focus on the now, because right now is what's promised to you. Tomorrow is not. So I'm not telling you not to plan for the future, but make sure you stay present in the now and make sure that you're doing the now the way the Lord wants you to do the now. So, because time is winding down for a lot of us. And by the grace of God, today we all were given another opportunity to have breath in our body. We don't know when we close our eyes tonight if we will have breath in our body. So now is the time to give God your all. That's all.
Yeah, and just remember, I was thinking about this yesterday. When we're born and you get delivered from your mother's womb, you have nothing. You're butt naked. You don't have a diaper. You have nothing. The only thing you have when you enter this world is your breath. And if you think about it, it's kind of deep, because no matter what you lost or what you're going through, you still have your breath. And with that breath, you can give all the praises to the Lord, and he can change your situation just with your breath, just with acknowledging who he is. And that's all you need. This other stuff can come and go. But if you lose your breath and you don't know the Lord, you're going to be in a sad state for eternity. But if you know the Lord and you got your breath, you can still be more than a conqueror. You can still have healing, deliverance. You can still do whatever the Lord has planned for you to do, because you have the breath, which you came in this world with. And a lot of people have their breath, and they're going around talking about Jesus like he doesn't exist, or saying he's not real, or his power is not real. And it was the very breath that he breathed in your body to give you this life. And a lot of us take that breath for granted. So just understand, you still have your breath. to honor the Lord. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you've lost, you still have your breath. And that's what he said. Everyone has that. I don't care what color, shape, size you are, we all got that in common. We all have the breath and the breath of God. Now, whether you want to acknowledge that or not, that's totally up to you. But every time I wake up, and I know my wife does the same, we want to give God the praise for giving us the breath of our body to see another day. Whether it's bad, it's raining here in Lawrenceville, but we still got our breath. We still got something to praise God about. So with that being said, I'm hoping that you come out. I am really looking forward of pulling out. And when I say this, I'm saying it where it fits me. The new Dio 0.22. It's a different Derek Oliver than what it was in 2021. It's going to be a different 2022 because the Lord has elevated us to another level. And with another level, I'm going to even serve and praise the Lord even harder in 2022 than I did in 2021. And I'm saying it, putting it in the atmosphere, I'm not going to allow the things that distracted me, the things that caused harm to myself by choices and decisions. And everything, as I evaluated 2021, going down to 2022, and this is the first revival of the year for Chaos. We did one last February, and it was a little different last year than it is this year. Last year was Stan. This year is Now is the Time. And like my wife just said, we need to focus on the now. We can't worry about tomorrow. We can't worry about yesterday. But we have to worry about now. Are we doing? Are we in God's will right now? And hopefully, over the next few days and over the weekend, you'll understand that now is the time for us to start doing what God has called us to do. I also want to send in a plug. I know at Praise Tabernacle Church, the bishop has been pushing us to go into community and be do service in the community, whether they come to the church or not, just be available for people who need us. Not yesterday, not tomorrow, but need us now. Then we'll be available to help them way, shape, or fashion, whether they need bills paid, whether they need a meal, or whether they need someone to talk to or someone to pray with. And I'm looking forward to that because this is going to be our mission all year. And we're starting, me and my wife, it's the first time we're helping. They had it before, but now we're getting ready to start it back up, their food pantry, so we'll be able to give food to people who are hungry. And that's not just natural food, but we're also going to be available for spiritual food. And you don't have to be a member of our church. You ain't even got to be a Christian to get us to help you. Because this is what we ought to be doing anyway. This is what we ought to be doing. We're not saying it to puff ourselves or make ourselves look good. But we're going to be about our Father's business this year. And in this year, we're going to try to take it to another level. We're going out in the community and reaching where they're at. And not trying to tell them to come to church. Turn yourself around three times and everything's going to be all right. That's not what we're trying to do. Now, if that works for you and your church, then praise the Lord, keep it going. But we're trying to feed people naturally and spiritually. And again, come out Thursday night, Bishop Omar. Friday night, Pastor Rob. Saturday night, Pastor Miller. And then I'm going to close this out on Sunday morning service at Praise Tabernacle Church at 199 East Crowley Street. And I'm looking so forward. I believe God is going to do something. He ain't going to do nothing new, but he's going to do something that hasn't been done in a long time, and that's how people be delivered and soul saved. That's what our prayer is for.
Okay. Amen. Okay. I want to add for the food drive that we're doing, it's not a one-time thing. So if you don't have, or if this is not a right time for you to give and donate, we're going to be doing this every fourth Sunday. So you can drop it off at Praise Tabernacle Church. If you're local in Lawrenceville, my Facebook name is Keisha Dukes Oliver. You can find me. You can inbox me. If you're local, I'm going to say that again, if you're local to Lawrenceville, I may be able to come and pick up what you need for the church. So that's what I wanted to say about that. I also want to give our email. It's ptcforchrist@gmail.com. That's P for praise, T for tabernacle, C for church, forchrist@gmail.com. You can send your prayer requests. You can send your testimonies to that email address. And again, it's going to be every fourth Sunday that we're doing this for our food pantry. And it's called Extended Arms Ministry. Extended Arms Ministry. We're trying to do something big for the Lord and for the community. So come out and support. If you can't come out, inbox me and we'll see if I can make arrangements to get to where you are. That's all I wanted to say. Also, that's in reference to the food drive. But I did want to add, because I know we're going to be getting out of here, only what you do for Christ will last. Nothing else will last. Everything that we do, our jobs, our titles, all this stuff that we do will fade away. Only thing that's going to matter is what you do for Christ and where you spend eternity. That is the goal. So I pray that heaven is your goal. Forget about everything else. Heaven should be your number one goal. Eternity should be your number one priority in this life. I see a lot of people who work so hard here and they do so much. They stress out about so much and then life is over. And I'm like, but what about what you're doing for the Lord? We have to serve the Lord. And when you serve him, so serve him with a cheerful heart. Don't serve him half-heartedly. Make sure you're doing it every for Christ so he will get the glory in all things. So I got heaven on my mind. I got heaven on my mind, so that's my goal in this life, regardless. So I just wanted to add that. For the rest of my life, I will serve him. For Christ, amen. I will live and die. Best believe.
Amen.
All right, go ahead.
And no, you're good. And just on that note, what you do for Christ will last. And for those, and I don't know, and I'm not going to get into this, we'll probably talk about it in the near future, but what you do for Christ will last. It don't make no sense to live on this earth and don't build up your eternal home. Because the Bible says that there are streets of gold and he goes to prepare a mansion for us. So I want to make sure that I got everything I need in my mansion. And I'm down here on earth, I want to be comfortable and wish I could live in a mansion. But the mansion he got prepared for me, according to the scriptures, can nothing down here on earth beat that. And I want to work towards my heavenly mansion because I'm going to be there for eternity. The mansion that I have right now, as soon as I'm gone, the bank is going to sell it to somebody else, and it's going to be somebody else's. But the mansion that he's building for me, in paradise, it's going to be for eternal. I mean, it's going to be forever.
Amen.
So just remember that when she says she's working, we're not doing the food pantry because we ain't got nothing else to do. I mean, it's a sacrifice for the Lord. It's our time. It's our money. It's our energy. And to be able to interact with other people and show that Christ-like love, that's working with Christ. That's doing his will. And when you sacrifice your will for his will, you're building up your kingdom. So, yeah, we're working for the Lord. So when you say, well, you're not getting paid for it, or you just work for the church, and we're not working for the church. We don't work for Praise Tabernacle. And I don't want you to think for 1 minute that we work for Praise Tabernacle. We work for the Lord. And as the Lord sees fit, we will follow the guidelines as he sees fit for us to do. And I think every Christian couple, every Christian marriage, every Christian individual should have that in mind when they go to their local assemblies. You need to be working for Christ, not for your church. Because if we were doing this for the bishop, we're doing it for the wrong reason. If we were doing it for the church, look good in the church, we're doing it for the wrong reason. And you're not going to prosper. But if you're doing it for the love of the Lord, for what he's done for you, then you're going to see some benefits. He may add days to your life. He may prevent some things. You don't know what's going on. You know, me and my wife just got home. While I was doing work for the Lord, we could have been prevented from being in an accident or coming home to bad. Not saying the bad news is not going to happen. Not saying accident is not going to happen. But we don't know what we're being prevented from. We just got to get the Lord. And as long as you're working for him, he's going to keep you employed. He's going to keep you going. And that's what I'm excited for. I'm ready. I feel like I can go right now, but I'm going to hold back. I got a long way to go before Sunday, but I'm looking forward for Thursday. Again, we have our bishop, our own good. It's going to start us off. And we've got Pastor Rob, a good friend of mine. We're going to share our testimony because we never knew while we went to high school together. He's a little older than I am, but we went to high school together on the same football team. You know, we went to the same high school. Say that again.
He spoke on the show as well. He was part of D&K. He spoke.
Yes. Everyone has been on D&K. Last year, Pastor Rob has been on a few times, and he's really blessed us with the Word of God, and I know he's going to bless us on Friday night. Pastor Miller was on our show. It was almost a year ago to this day. He was on our show after we went to a marriage retreat in Tennessee. And we met them there, and we kind of followed them a little bit on Facebook. And he's coming down.
Amen.
And we have myself that's going to close this out. This is a chaos revival. The Lord blessed me with a platform, and every chance I get, we want to try to uplift the Lord. We can cause a lot of chaos. We can say a lot of things. We can disagree. We can agree not to agree. But at the end of the day, it's all about doing the Lord's work. And that's what I want my legacy to my kids to see, that whatever I did, I turned it over to the Lord. And he's going to multiply it and give me what I need out of it. Or, the Lord is in control. And we've been here since 2009. 2022, and the Lord is still blessing us. So I'm just looking forward to doing more work for the Lord, more revivals. And again, I'm just excited about being around God's people. That being said, I really don't have nothing else to say. I'm just getting ready. We're going to be praying and fasting this whole week for souls, for deliverance, for change, and for the now. For people to get it right now. And I'm ready. And I'm like I said, the next time you hear my voice will be on Thursday night for the revival. And then we'll be back next Monday to probably do a recap of the revival. And we'll go on from there. So without no further ado, I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to turn it over to my wife, and she's going to have her last closing remarks. And she's going to miss us in prayer.
I do got an assignment for anybody that's listening. You don't have to take the assignment, but it's not going to hurt anything. I want you to look up the Whining song. It's the old song. If I'm not mistaken, it's just called Tomorrow. So look that song up. It's a beautiful song. And just think about the words in that song, because tomorrow is not promised to any of us. Nothing is not promised. So it's best to, like the song says, choose the Lord today. Tomorrow might be too late. So go listen to that song by the Winans tomorrow. That's the assignment for whoever wants to take it. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and close this out. I pray that everybody have a blessed week, and look forward to seeing your faces for those who are able to attend. If not, hey, God knows your heart. Keep us all in your prayers that the Lord's will be done during the whole revival. All right, Father God, we come to you tonight just thanking you for allowing us to see another day. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. This day was not promised to us. Lord, we honor you. We praise you. We thank you for the activities of our limbs. We thank you for allowing us to be in our right mind, to be able to comprehend, being able to pick up your word and study it and get what you have for us to get from your word on this day. Lord, I ask that you continue to just let your will be done in our lives. I ask that for your guidance and your direction. Thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you for being a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Lord, I pray that the words of our mouth, the meditations of our heart be acceptable in your sight. Thank you for being our strength and our redeemer. It's in your son's name that we pray. Amen. Have a good night, everybody.